Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our ongoing series of devotionals in the Gospel of Mark. And this is our sixth devotional in Mark's Gospel, covering chapter 3, verses 21 to 35, and asking, how does the world oppose Jesus? How does the world oppose Jesus? Mark 3, 21 to 35, and when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying he is out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons. And he called them to himself and said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, he has an unclean spirit. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him, and a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside, seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking around at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. That's Mark chapter 3, verses 21 to 35 in the ESV. In our last devotional, we were focused on the fact that the various factions and forces in the world are united by something, opposition to Jesus. This is what Psalm 2 says. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. That's Psalm 2, verses 2 and 3. But how does the world oppose Jesus? Well, we see two good examples today in Jesus' earthly family and in the scribes. Jesus' earthly family opposed him because they thought he was crazy, and so they wanted to take him home and talk some sense into him. Still today, the world opposes Jesus by calling Christians crazy and accusing us of being extremist, out of touch with reality, etc. The scribes attack Jesus by accusing him of being evil, of using the power of Satan to cast out demons. They called his good work the work of the devil, committing the sin of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit in the process. Even today, another common tactic for the world to use in opposition to Christ is to label Christians and the work of the church as evil, by calling Christians hateful bigots and comparing us to Nazis. The world opposes Jesus by calling his kingdom an evil kingdom. How should we respond to these accusations from the world? What do we do when the world calls us crazy or evil? Well, Jesus responded to these kinds of accusations by speaking the truth with wisdom and demonstrating the power of his kingdom in love. Jesus didn't just call the scribes liars, but he wisely exposed the ridiculousness of their accusation. He also didn't just shut down their claim, he countered it with his demonstrations of his power and love. This is our calling too. Speak the truth in wisdom, countering the accusations of the world with wise words to disarm their accusations. Then, show the nature of Christ's kingdom in powerful acts of love. But here's the catch. Doing this will not make the world change their minds and start liking us. Remember, they killed Jesus, and he said that if the world hated him, it would hate us too. But we are not seeking approval from the world. We serve our King, and he is always faithful to us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being the ever-faithful King. You laid down your life for us in love, and you call us to follow in your footsteps. May we respond to the hatred of the world with wisdom and love, with truth
and a demonstration of the life-changing power of your Holy Spirit through our lives and through our ministry. Not to win the world's approval, but to clearly demonstrate to them who you are. Amen.